Go ahead.
Monday night.
Oh, fine. So my comments?
Yeah, okay, but right now I need to get a job. Tuesday night or Yud Gimel Nisan. Or Yud Beis Nisan.
Okay, so regarding the shear of matzah to eat, so if one follows the Mishnah Berurah, so it turns out when you do a d'oraisa, you should follow the larger shear, and if you're eating the rabbanon, you could do the lesser shear, which is half the larger shear. So it comes out that let's say for motzi matzah, so assuming let's say the people, the mesubim, except for the person that has the three matzahs, so they have to eat a kazayas, but that's the araisa, so they have to eat the larger, follow the Mishnah Berurah, they have to eat the larger kazayas. But the people, the marshal, for let's say afikayman, drabonon, so they're eating again two smaller kazaysim. Even if you have the minhag to eat two kazaysim, so it's two smaller kazaysim, so that equals like the one big kazayas. The malabayas who's eating from the three matzahs, assuming he's taka doing, you know, eating one, and you know, one kazayas from one and one kazayas from the other, so the chayra, he could get away with eating with one shear of the araisa, one shear of the rabbanon, maybe even two shear of the rabbanon. It's not clear how to look at it. The first kazayas he eats is the araisa, but if the first kazayas is from the hamoitzi and he's mechavim to be yoitzi the mitzvah, usually he, you know, you're mechavim to eat everything together, then the two kazayas would be the rabbanon. It would like to be the equivalent of one large kazayas, two smaller kazayas. So how much is it lamaisa? So assuming people are eating hand matzahs, which generally they are, so it's brought down in form that the Chazanish and the Stipler, so even we're talking about now the larger kazayas would be the amount of the palm of the hand and the fingers together, this much. Without, you're not counting the thumb, so it's this much. And if you're talking about the smaller kazayas, it's without the fingers, just the palm of the hand, which is about half of that. So that's all. It's not even that big an amount, really. This is already the larger kazayas. What? Well, that's all approximate. The hand is approximate. So it's not like Malo Lugma Van Yom Kippur that it's totally in the hand. I'm just giving an approximation. I figure it out. The gram shear that's given is also an approximation because that's a weight. Gram is a weight, and the shear of a kazayas is not a weight, it's a volume. So it's also just approximate. And the hand masses, the machine masses are usually, are pretty much standard. And the hand matzahs are all different. So everything's just an approximation. So people usually eat way too much, even if they're makbid, you know, on the larger kazayas. So this is a good approximation. And if someone's eating a machine matzah, so the cheshbon, the approximate cheshbon is a half a matzah for even the larger kazayas. Okay.